board game person normally?
Don't you know the answer?
No, you're not a board game person.
I'm not that good at it.
Yeah. Do you just not like the rules? Like, how do you feel about like checkers?
Yeah, I think it's a rule thing. Like, you know, all the learning is behind me. So whenever I have to learn more, it's hard and it feels like going to school. And then like, it's like a hump. Like, so like, say that I do learn some card game rules, you know, and they like try to make you play and then they're like, oh, you'll learn on the way. And then I learn and then I do have fun, but it's the learning that's hard.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
You're all about board games?
No, I find the learning hard as well.
Do you still do it though?
No, I don't really have board game friends. I think that's a kind of a part of it.
You struck me as all my friends are board game friends.
Thank you so much. That is unfortunately not the case. I have almost no board game. Probably like I know two people that play board games and everyone else has moved away. The people that do play board games that I know have moved.
Oh.
To LA, the board game
capital
city.
Yeah. What would you say all your friends here are if you could sum them up?
I would say hard to say, really. I think the type of friend I have in New York is like people that belong to a book club but don't read the book.
Oh, like old school classic, like hang out at the Strand because I was bored kind of thing, but then they actually don't read it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
I would say that would be how I'd sum it up. But maybe they read other things, you know what I mean? Just not what they're told to read.
Yeah, they're like Twitter feed.
Yeah, or like a book about, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, pumpkins or something. But it's like, hey, we were supposed to read Charlotte's Web. They're like, but this crazy book about pumpkins.
You literally have a book club. And everyone's just kind of distracted with other books.
I would say most people, I guess, you know, I'm describing myself. I don't read the books. How would you describe the majority of your friends?
It's good to know
this
that
is a hard question.
It's good to know that you're your own friend.
Yeah, my own friend.
My friend group, it's always shifting, but I feel like, and it's always dwindling, but it's just with age, you know? Yeah. I don't know. It's all over the place. I have a lizard friend.
Excuse me?
There's a gecko in the household.
What?
Yeah.
You have a gecko now?
Yeah.
What?
Wasn't my idea.
Oh my gosh, you have like a heat lamp?
No, apparently geckos don't need heat lamps yet. Maybe, I don't know.
What?
They're not as high maintenance.
What's it look like?
I don't know. It's on my Instagram somewhere.
And what's its name?
That's the question. We're looking for a name. So if anyone has suggestions. Right now, the working title is a good guy.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's apparently a good guy.
What, did you have him from egg? Like, where do you even find a gecko?
Oh, get this. You're allowed to mail lizards and snakes across the country.
No, you're not.
So my girlfriend ordered one from South Dakota and they just overnighted it.
What are you talking about?
It's just, that's what happens. You can.
What if he got lost in the mail?
Good question. Then it turns into an infestation, I guess.
Was there like a sticker on it that said like live?
Yeah,
gecko?
I think there's a protocol for it where like it's like living lizard, don't shake. Always hold the head. I don't know.
Always hold the head.
Yeah, when you shake it. I don't know. But yeah, I'm learning. So
wait, so what happened when you opened the box? Was this guy like freaking out?
Okay, so it's in a little, you know, when you get like grated Parmesan at the deli or something. It's in one of those containers.
Oh my gosh.
You know, with holes poked in it and like a kind of like a nest kind of little shrubbery kind of things. And then it was upside down, so it was on the lid. You could see its belly, and then you pull it open. And there it is.
And then did he just run all around the house?
No, there's a terrarium. Melisande like made like little sculpted kind of like mushrooms and branches or some caves and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I'll send you a picture or I'll post it.
Wow. This is huge.
But it's kind of cute because, you know, when you get a pet and then they're kind of hesitant and like trying to figure things out, and then they slowly like come out of their shell and they're like, oh, I'll start eating and stuff. And
yeah,
going to make this my home. It's doing that.
What is a good guy eat?
Good guy eats smushed bananas and honey. And then there's like a powder you could mix with water and smush it around. And yeah, I don't know. They're nice, I guess.
Wow.
It's like a step before getting a dog or something. For getting a bag of elbows.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you have a gecko in the house.
Do you have name suggestions?
I think Good Guy's a great name idea.
Well, I'm still open. She's still okay. Open.
Wow. Well, that is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. I haven't held it yet. I'm still kind of weirded out.
You're supposed to hold it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let it crawl on you and they jump.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
This is pretty exciting. Wow. Okay. So now, I guess we'll just kind of keep brainstorming throughout the episode, but I think Good Guy is a really great name.
Okay. So far, so good. It hasn't responded. That's the other thing. I'm still, what'd you call it? Skeptical about its consciousness.
Huh? What do you mean?
I'm like, it's mostly just doing lizard things that we interpret as a personality, right?
As opposed to,
you know, like a dog or a cat where it, like, you come home and then they like jump on you.
You know, I don't even know really. I'm not really sure what you're asking.
I'm just, do they have a soul?
Okay. Okay, well, you know, I don't know, but we should probably get started.
All right.
Yep, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, we have our first game is called Sharp as a Matzah and Twice as Crummy. What?
You didn't do the intro.
Oh, this is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. And so that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty loose.
And the first game we're playing is submitted by Carmi from Somerville, Massachusetts. And it's called Sharp as a Matzah and Twice as Crummy.
Okay. Hold on. Sharp as a matzah and twice as crummy. If you don't understand this game, then you're a dummy. And also, I do theme songs for the games.
Oh, okay. All right, here's what Carmi writes. A matzah is a type of thin, brittle flatbread. Anytime my dad makes a very dad joke, my grandma likes to say, "Michael, you're as sharp as a matzah," and then add Riley, "and twice as crummy." What other foods can start as compliments and turn into insults? Callers present ideas for snappy, food-inspired zingers, like, "That fellow's sweet as banana bread and twice as nutty," or "Why she's cool as a cucumber and twice as seedy." If Manolo thinks you're droll, you get a custom magnet.
Do I have to look up what droll means?
I think it's like kind of, I think it's kind of like snappy.
Snappy?
I would say.
Oh, I always
based on context clues.
I always thought droll was like boring. Droll is the opposite.
Dry amusement.
Okay.
Dry as opposed to wet amusement.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Droll doesn't sound like what it means. It's like, what do you call it? Like jumbo shrimp?
An oxymoron?
Yeah, droll is an oxymoron. It's a combination of an onomatopoeia and an oxymoron.
You're saying that's what you thought it was?
I feel like that's what kind of word it is. It doesn't sound like what it is. It sounds the opposite of what it is. Aesthetically.
Y'all right. Y'all right. Okay, so we're going to talk to a few people, play this game. Let's see. Let's talk to Mitch in Bethlehem, New Hampshire.
Oh, my. Hello.
Hi, Mitch. What's Mitch, going on?
What happened? Did you just slip on a nail?
No, I was just surprised that I was first. Hey, guys. Manolo, Joe, it's so great to be here.
So great to have you, Mitch. Mitch, you're about to move. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, in the spring. I'm moving to New Mexico.
Why are you moving to New Mexico?
Because I'm going to make so there are people who walk across the country, and I'm going to move there to start a store to sell them supplies for walking across the country.
Whoa.
That's very incredibly specific. How did you find this industry?
I walked, it's called the Continental Divide Trail. And so I walked from Mexico to Canada last summer, and I thought there aren't enough places to buy snacks and fleece sweatshirts in New Mexico. So I decided I'm going to make one for other people who are walking across the country.
Whoa.
That's how businesses start, I guess.
I'm hoping so.
Mitch, what do you think are going to be the big sellers, the top three sellers?
Well, I think it's going to be fleece sweatshirts and ice axes.
Ice axes?
Yeah.
When do people use ice axes when they walk across the country?
So this is like the place that I got is in Chama, New Mexico, like really northern New Mexico, right? Is like you're going into like the San Juan Mountains. So like the trail that people will be walking goes up like really high into the mountains above 10,000 feet. And there are a bunch of like snow fields that people walk across. And so you don't slide to your demise. You use an ice axe.
So it's not like you're walking along the highway following Google Maps or anything.
No, there are like a couple parts that go along roads, but mostly it's like out in the woods and in the mountains and stuff.
Are you saying that there was a point in your travel that you were like, "Oh no, I wish I had an ice axe. I'm sliding down this mountain"?
No, because I brought an ice axe. And I thought that if I slid and I couldn't stop myself, it might be bad. There were a couple times where that happened, but nothing too bad. And then if you have an ice axe, you can stop yourself from sliding, is the idea.
Nice.
Whoa. And then what was the other big seller?
Ooh, so I think fleece sweatshirts are going to be big. I'm learning how to make fleece sweatshirts.
You're making them.
I'm making them. I made a little sweatshop, and I make fleece sweatshirts now.
Wow. This is a whole industry.
I'm trying.
That's awesome.
What's the third thing?
Ooh, the third thing. The third thing will probably be socks, wool socks.
Mm. That makes sense.
How long does it take someone to walk from Mexico to Canada?
4 to 5 months.
Yeesh.
Oh my gosh. You definitely are going to need some socks. Wow.
So you have to put your whole life on pause and then go on this walk? That's like a lot of preparing.
I don't think it's just a walk, Manolo. I think calling it a walk sounds a little bit diminutive.
A stroll. A cross-country stroll.
Well.
A little jaunt.
Yeah.
Just going to run some errands. Going to get the pickaxe.
So Mitch, we're invested obviously in this business plan, but would you like to play this game?
Oh, it would bring me joy in this world. I'm very excited.
Okay, so you got to give us a zinger. Are you ready for your zinger?
I think I'm ready for my zinger.
Okay.
And it would be bubbly as a Coors Light, but twice as trashy.
Whoa.
That seems like it has a lot of applications.
Ooh. Mitch. That is
zingy?
Yeah, no, I think that was just droll enough. But what do you think, Manolo?
It was very droll.
Nice work. You, Mitch, get a custom magnet.
Oh!
Mitch, you should consider selling custom magnets at your store.
Yes, we definitely could get some custom magnets down there, some Dr. Game Show magnets. People would love them.
Yeah. Well, they could stick it on their X.
Stick it on your X.
Stick it on your X. That'll be my slogan.
Wow, Mitch, thanks so much for talking with us. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Congratulations.
Oh, no, you thank you.
No, thank you. Okay. So there we go. Okay, goodbye, Mitch. Okay, so let's hear from somebody else. So let's see who else we would want to talk to. How about Susie and Daniel in Granite? Where is this? Susie and Daniel in
Granite Falls, Washington.
Granite Falls, Washington. Whoa. Susie, Daniel, are you there?
We are here.
We are.
Yeah. Granite Falls, Washington.
It's a Granite Falls accent.
Where is that?
It's an hour north of Seattle.
Whoa. So is that almost Canada?
Almost.
You're a third of the way there.
Yeah.
From Seattle.
And then you told our producer that you're building a geodesic dome. Tell us more.
Alex, where are you getting these people?
We are living in a rickety old cabin while we're building a geodesic dome.
What are you going to do in that geodesic dome? What's the dome for?
We're going to live in it.
You're going to live in the geodesic dome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Is there rooms or is it just one big dome where you could also host weddings and stuff?
Well, at first it's going to be one big room.
Uh-huh.
And then hopefully over time we'll split it up to make it make more sense as a home. But it's 24 feet in diameter, so it's 426 square feet on that room. So it's good size.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And then there's toilets in the dome. You can make toilets.
So we have a shared cabin. We live in a land collective. So there's a shared cabin that is going to be some shared resources, like a kitchen and a bathroom. But we don't have running water. We have a composting toilet.
A what?
Wow. A what?
I don't know how much detail you want.
I researched this for a climate change project. And
what did you research?
When I mean research, I mean I watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But it was very, it's very scientific, and you have to be on top of things.
We do.
Would you say you're scientific and on top of things?
Oh, yes. We never fall behind on anything up here.
Wow.
Do other people have geodesic domes around you?
No.
Although we did meet someone last night, she did.
Oh, yeah. But down in California.
Yeah.
We just happened to meet someone who also wants to live in California.
Could this be something you could make into like two stories?
Yeah. That's our hope. It's 14 feet tall, so it'd be probably more like a loft, not too like
gotcha.
Stories, yeah. But we'll make use of a loft.
Whoa. This is pretty juicy stuff. I'm almost hesitant to ask you to just give us a zinger, but you know, that's what we do ultimately love. Now, are you two going to be playing as one or as two?
I think we thought of one and Daniel's going to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel.
He's as hearty as oatmeal and twice as lumpy.
Whoa.
Can you give us some context on the type of person you would use this for?
Daniel loves being put on the spot.
Sorry.
Probably an older man. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Manolo, it's just, you know, when you call someone hardy, uh-huh. I mean, you know,
a hardy person like?
They're like, you know what I mean? They're the ones that'll help you put your luggage in the overhead compartment. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're also lumpy.
Yeah, which, to be honest, who's not? You know what I mean?
They're like holding up the line when people are trying to enter.
Yeah.
But also, you know, being hardy about it, helpful.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
being hardy. Hale and Hardy.
The gotcha.
Best restaurant in New York. Wow. So what do you think, Manolo, on the droll scale? To droll or to extra droll, where does it land?
It's pretty droll.
Nice. Susie and Daniel.
You provoked dry amusement.
Wow, nice work. Really good job. Wow. Susie, Daniel, we'll come back to you. Okay. Wait, thank Susie, you. Daniel, can we ask you a question?
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions.
Would you ever spend 4 months walking from Canada to Mexico?
Yeah.
Maybe.
My sister did the PCT, part of the PCT, and what they forgot was an ice axe. That was what they needed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mitch to the rescue.
What
okay.
is PCT?
The Pacific Crest Trail, which is another Mexico to Canada trail, but it goes along the West Coast.
Yeah, so it's what the... It's Manolo, remember the memoir Wild?
Oh, yeah.
The memoir. Definitely the memoir.
I was busy learning about tomatoes. Couldn't finish that.
Well... Okay, thanks, Susie and Daniel. Talk to you soon. Goodbye. And goodbye to you. Okay, and goodbye to you. All right, so that's sharp as a masa and twice as crummy. Let's play a new game. Are you ready?
No one suggested a name for the gecko. No one
not
wants
yet.
To beat good
not,
guy.
Not yet. Nobody wants to beat it.
All
it's
right.
unbeatable.
Let's play another one.
What three words saboteur? That's the game. Submitted by Pip Bailey from Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England.
What three words? Saboteur.
Quick.
Yeah.
All right, here's what Pip writes. The saboteurs always think they are so funny with their attempts to ruin what should be a totally normal voting process. Yes.
Susie just mentioned that they had a gecko.
What?
They didn't even bother to talk about in the chat.
Do you want to go to this right now?
We could hold on it.
No, you want to go to it, don't you?
Okay.
Okay. We'll stop midway through the rules. Susie, Daniel, if you could just hop back on quickly. We have a couple of questions about your gecko.
Oh, no, that was our gecko name suggestion. We don't have a gecko. Our cat's killed geckos all day.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Well,
thank you.
No, thank you. Well, Manolo, are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm just saying that when you join a Zoom call, you kind of have to announce it, whether or not you have a gecko.
Yeah, okay. Where were we? All right. But maybe it's not their fault. Maybe they just have an excess of chaotic energy. This game aims to use that energy up before the voting by giving them free reign over some nonsense games that don't matter. Rules. Joe uses the location app What Three Words to locate a famous landmark. I got to download an app. Okay, using the three words given by the app, players must make up a game and give rules. If Manolo likes the game or would want to play it, he says, "Eureka, I found it," in his best philosophical voice. If he doesn't like the game or thinks it's awful, he says, "You lost me." Players get a chance for a bonus magnet if they can guess the monument or landmark from the three. I do not understand this game. Okay.
So you have to download an app?
Alex is at work. Do we have to download an app?
I already did the research for you. I gave you examples. But it's okay. A cool app. It gives three words for every 10 square feet on the planet. So instead of having to have like coordinates, like a long string of numbers, you just say three words.
So it's like a code.
It's a code, yeah.
Interesting.
Whoa.
So like you can pinpoint down to like a 10 square foot area, like anywhere on the globe.
Okay.
So it's like if you're lost and you need to tell someone like where you are really fast, you just open it and say, and then you say the three words and they're like, huh? And then your phone cuts out and then they don't know where you are. And it's like some weird cryptic code.
Oh, so it's like easier to memorize than the string of numbers.
Yeah. But then by the time they figure it out, you're like pretty much gone, you know.
It's like a seed phrase for any crypto heads out there.
Yeah, it's like Rosebud, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Get back to work.
Yeah, get back to work. Alex is working. Double jobs. Double cops. Okay, so here's an example. The name of the game is Graphics Dad Inched. And then the contestant has to say what the game is. And then the contestant could say, the game is dads have to draw a computer graphic using inch-long post-it notes. They describe the color of each square to Joe and Manolo until someone guesses. Okay. You have to guess where it is.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns out that was the Eiffel Tower.
Gosh.
Ooh, okay.
I see that this wasn't a good attempt to fold into saboteurs.
I see. Yeah, this is okay. Let's talk to Alex in Omaha, Nebraska. Alex, are you there?
Hi.
Alex, what's going on with you?
Hey, Alex.
I'm scared to play this game.
Yeah, I get it.
So you're saying you're not a saboteur?
Well, what's the dad have to do with the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know. That's a really good question. Huh. I think it's just like part of the code, but I still don't quite understand the code. Again, I have not downloaded the app, but it seems like it's just part of a code for spies, maybe? It's kind of hard to know who would use this.
People walking across the country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess. And you're a second grade teacher, is that right?
I am.
Wow.
I'm a second grade teacher. I'm finishing up my master's. And yeah, I'm just enjoying my weekend.
What do people learn in second grade?
Right now, we're doing like basic math, which is a struggle for my kids right now. So that's what we're doing, just reading books. Just a bunch of different stuff. Phonics.
Phonics. Right, yeah. Right. Cursive? Wait. Not yet. No, not yet.
Nope. Cursive is kind of going away. They used to teach on third grade, but they don't really teach it in third grade much anymore.
Wow.
I feel like I learned cursive in first grade.
First grade?
Maybe I'm remembering wrong. I don't trust my memory.
It's an advanced student.
I remember I had the last corporal punishment nun. Is that what it's called?
What are you describing?
You know how there are my three words, corporal punishment nun. I went to a Catholic school and it was like a nun who still thought it was okay to like beat up on kids.
Whoa.
And I wrote my word in the wrong way and then she beat me up.
Ooh.
Oh, like when they spank you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think they just brought that back in Missouri.
What?
No wonder all the nuns are flocking over there.
Flocking. The nuns are flocking.
Yeah, well, flocking nuns.
Okay, so Alex, we're going to give you three words and you're going to have to come up with the name of the rules of a game. Okay?
Okay.
Magnum, passively, violin. Okay, so then you come up with the name, with the game, what the game is. And then afterwards, you can guess what we're just the location for bonus points.
Magnum. What was the second word?
Passively. Violin.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm thinking like Magnum chocolate bar or the ice cream bar.
Yeah, of course.
So maybe players have to describe one of those flavors.
Okay.
They have multiple flavors?
Sure they do. Sure they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I think one or two.
Just one of the two flavors.
Passively. So passively, they have to describe a flavor. And then, Joe, you have to think of a song, a violin song that...
Any of those classic violin jams?
That the Magnum flavor reminds you of.
So sorry, how would you passively describe a flavor?
Just like maybe like quietly, or you whisper it, or
just give us an example. Just give us an example right now, if you could.
Like the chocolate, cherry, cheesecake, ice cream.
Whoa, I think you describe, I guess I am a passive person.
Did you say chocolate, cherry, toothpick, ice cream?
Yeah. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Copy that.
Wow.
Hey, well.
And then, Joe, you have to tell me what violin song that reminds you of.
And can you give us just a couple examples of violin songs?
So, like a song from the symphony orchestra, maybe like a Mozart or Bach?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Fantasia.
Right.
Fantasia.
Fantasia, right.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Okay, well, Manolo?
Yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to say it like a philosopher?
Yeah.
All right. What's the phrase? Okay. Eureka, I found it.
Good interpretation, always valid. All right, and so for the bonus, nice work so far, Alex. For the bonus point, can you guess what landmark we're talking about with Magnum, passively, violin?
A clue is that you could download the app and just
download
cheat and just say what it is.
Oh, I could do that right now. Do you want to wait 5 minutes, though?
That's okay.
How long is that going to take me?
That's okay.
Violin, so somewhere...
Just
they're
so
not
you
clues.
Know, it really isn't even a clue. Like, you... I don't even know who came up with this.
Okay, I'm going to say the Hoover Dam.
Okay, great. Great choice. Absolutely incorrect, but great choice. The correct answer was the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt.
Clearly.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I should have known.
Should you? And so, Alex, you do get a point. You just don't get a bonus point. But turns out all you need is a point to get a custom magnet in this world. So congratulations, Alex. You are getting a custom magnet.
Oh, thanks. It's so pretty.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Okay. Wow. This is a really tough game, but we're trying our best. Let's talk to Tyler and Christy in Beaverton, Oregon.
Hey, hello, Tyler and Christy.
What's going on? What do we know about you? What do we know about Beaverton so far?
It's okay. It's fine.
So you got married a year ago, is that right?
Yeah, on Halloween we road tripped down to Vegas and we got married in that little Elvis chapel that they have since closed down.
Wow. My sister got married in a Elvis chapel in Vegas.
It was very fun.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. And so did you do anything Halloween-y for it?
I mean, I wore corpse paint for the wedding.
What's corpse paint?
So that's like for the like real extreme like metal bands. They'll paint their face black and white, kind of like Kiss. And I did that for our wedding because I don't take things seriously.
Uh-huh. And wow. Christy, did you do the same thing?
No.
Oh. Did you do anything else for the anything?
Not really. I mean, we, you know,
the road trip was the biggest part. We drove from Oregon to Las Vegas.
Wow, that's an adventure.
Yeah,
it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you have wedding photos.
So many.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could send Alex one of these photos.
We could do that.
Wow. Yeah. And then just geographically, I'm a little bit hazy, but do you pass through northern New Mexico on the way to Las Vegas?
No. Sort of just through California. And then Nevada's just right there.
Wow. A road trip wedding. Sounds like an original movie.
Was it just you two, or did anyone else join you? That like a loved one or something?
Both of our parents came, and then we had a friend that's in a band with Tyler who came with his wife. But it was really small.
That sounds lovely.
It was.
Wow. Did you gamble at all when you were there?
Yeah, I mean, that was like both of our first time gambling pretty much, but we both walked away with more than what we put in. So I
think
I still
true?
Don't really understand gambling though.
Yeah, I don't either, but
I don't think it's for me.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. It really is quite difficult for me to wrap my mind around, but I'm glad you guys won. That's good. It's really good.
Yeah, more than anything, they have that sort of medieval times tournament of kings where they have people jousting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a wizard.
Wait, is this part of gambling?
It's one of the hotels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember seeing it in Ocean's 11.
The Excalibur.
11. I mean, that's because Ocean's 11 wasn't as good as it could have been because they should have had a scene that's with true. The wizard.
Whoa.
Yeah, wizard could have been part of their crew.
Tyler's got notes for wizard. Ocean 11.
Oh, thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wizard.
Okay, now we're going to give you three words.
Wizard the Lizard.
Yes, good job, Manolo. Okay, so I'm going to give you three words. Do you want to play together or against each other?
Together.
Okay. The words are March, Dragon, Shield.
Oh, that's way easier than the last guy.
Okay, fair enough.
March, Dragon, Shield. So the game starts with you walking towards a dragon and you roll a die, and if it's over 3, Joe will tell you if you've saved yourself from the dragon.
Wait, so what if it's below 3?
You die then in real life.
Oh, okay. Wow.
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
Okay, so this is taking a Jumanji spin. Love it. Okay, great. Well, you know, Manolo, what do you think?
Eureka. I found it.
Nice.
Hooray!
Well, now can you guess where that is?
Taj Mahal.
Okay, unfortunately that is incorrect, but Christy, would you like to take a guess?
What about the Carnegie Hall?
Ooh, close.
You are actually a lot closer. I will say the correct answer we're looking for is the Empire State Building.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I can't believe we missed that.
Yeah.
I
can't believe you missed it, but you did win a custom magnet. And so for that, congratulations.
I also have a follow-up question.
Of course you do.
Were you listening to any podcasts during your road trip to the wedding?
You know, we were. A lot of Dr. Game Show.
Well, we did. That's true.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
we listened
so
to the podcast pretty much the whole way.
Yeah, we were part of their wedding.
Of course.
It's true. You were there in spirit.
Yeah.
We saw you in light blue like a force ghost.
That's exactly that.
Wow. Beautiful. Tyler, Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And goodbye to you for now. And goodbye to you for now. Okay, so that was Tyler and Christy. That was What Three Words? Saboteur. And we're going to play one more game. But first, a word from our
sponsor.
Manolo, I gotta tell you something. This fall, you gotta choose Green Chef for premium balanced recipes that please your palate and save you time on busy weeknights.
Why?
Oh, well, okay. Why, you ask? Well,
I'm listening.
Well, Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices get you more chef-curated flavor in less time.
Go on.
Well, Green Chef offers 10-minute lunches now. Each week's menu includes two convenient, low-prep, and nutritious lunch recipes, no cooking required.
Okay, so wait, are these the people going from 24 to 30 recipes weekly with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences in the same box without changing your plan? Like, you could order vegan one day, paleo the next. And you could add in extra meals in just one click?
That is them. All yes. Right. Listen. How do you feel about Green Chef? You liking Green Chef?
I like it. I like whenever the box comes in and I have a countdown until when I could make this delicious treat for me and the family. It's like a nice little project. How about you?
And it generally tastes pretty good.
Tastes very good.
Yeah.
And I feel like a good cook afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's the overwhelming feeling I have as well afterwards.
Yeah, and I feel like
a pretty competent cook.
Yeah, and it's like, I cooked for people. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Feels good. I'm a provider.
And it tastes different than the three things I normally make.
Which are?
It's like, it tastes different from like plain tomato sauce or like plain melted cheese. You know what I mean? Like these are kind of my limited.
Yeah, you abilities. Need a Green Chef in your house.
I do. I do indeed.
Well, here's how to do it. You could go to greenchef.com/gameshow135 and use code GAMESHOW135 to get $135 off across 5 boxes. And your first box ships free. That's greenchef.com/gameshow135 and use GAMESHOW. Use code GAMESHOW135 for $135 off across 5 boxes. Now you know.
Now you know.
And now, a live reading from Rachel's Poetry Corner.
Elephants Theremin's Clifton, Neopets Porstrips Jepson, Pine Smell Jellybeans Goligoles, Skittles Squirrels and the Mole, Celery Chopsticks Pumpernickel, A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. Lullabies Tie-Dye, The More You Know, all of these things on our wonderful show.
All these things and more wait for you on Wonderful every Wednesday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
Okay, so Manolo, this is our third game, and it's called Birdle. It's the winning game from last episode, submitted by Brack Robinson from Greenville, South Carolina.
Yay.
It was a really juicy theme song.
Okay. This is a juicy song. It's super juicy. It's the name of the game is... It's Birdle. Birdle. It sounds like Wordle, but it's not.
Gorgeous.
I try. I don't know. That I don't know really what good. I'm doing.
No, you did great job.
I should just hang up the guitar.
No, I don't think you should ever hang up the guitar.
All right. I guess I'll put out another album.
Yay! All right, here's what Brock writes. Everyone's heard of the word game craze Wordle, but what if you had six guesses to identify a bird instead of a word? Manolo thinks of a bird and the contestants get Then the contestant gets six guesses. The sixth is the final answer. Using Wordle's color codes, Manolo will say black if the guess shares nothing in common, i.e. he's got eagle and parakeet is guessed. Yellow if they're similar, i.e. he's got owl and falcon is guessed, but Manolo has to explain in what way he thinks they're similar. And green if they're very close, i.e. he's got rooster and chicken is guessed.
You just reminded me that I have to play today's Wordle.
Oh, good. Okay, well, Manolo, do you have a bird in mind?
Yeah, what's your starting bird? Oh, I got one. All right.
Did you just ask yourself that question?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to Stephen McKenzie in the Twin Cities.
Oh, no.
Stephen McKenzie.
Oh, no is right.
Yep, that is. Wow.
You and me both.
Stephen McKenzie in the Twin Cities. What do we know about you?
Oh, We have a cat
named Gordon.
Named what?
Food aggressive.
Named
yeah,
what?
He's very food aggressive, and he has like food robot that automatic feeds him, uh-huh. And you can like make it sing songs when it's time for him to eat. And for a while, it was the Dr. Game Show theme song.
Whoa! Like you could program songs.
Like you record it. So I did it, but it was. Like about him eating food, but to the tune of the Dr. Game Show theme song.
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
I can try and sing it. Okay. I'm really bad, but
no,
it was.
Go for it.
Ring, ring, ring on the robot phone. It's Gore, Gordon Kidderstone.
Kidderstone?
Because he's a cat, so Kidder and then Stone, because that's Joe Firestone. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I never thought I'd be on the show explaining it.
So wait, so now that you sung it, do you think like Gordon is salivating now?
Salivating, so I don't know if it's a Pavlov thing or just a cat thing.
We don't. Yeah, it makes our cat sound real juicy. He's not that juicy.
Just drooling like a.
Did you find Gordon on the street? Why is Gordon so food?
Somebody
aggressive?
Did. We didn't. Okay. Somebody did and brought him to a shelter.
Yeah.
And ever since, he's just been like, more food now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have child locks on our cupboards because otherwise he breaks in and
whoa.
So
he uses the robot as it should. Like, you know, when you buy pets things and then they don't use it.
Yeah.
But this guy uses it.
Sometimes though, he like looks like he's like, if you were trying to steal from a vending machine and like stick his arm up the chute where the food comes out.
Nice.
And try and like pull it out.
Nice.
Whoa, Gordon, going hard.
Just walk into the kitchen and he's like tipping it.
He's like frequently like licking the like oven and stuff.
Whoa.
In case there's like excess grease or whatever.
Whoa. This
Gordon,
is intense.
This is usually pretty clean.
Yeah.
If you named your cat Gordon, I'm assuming that it didn't come with the name.
No, we forgot that you could change his name after we got him from the shelter because like
the cat.
Yeah, he got taken up off the street, so they didn't know his first name. So we were gonna rename him Pancake, and then
nice. We
forgot. So I guess that could be a gecko name.
Yeah,
is Pancake.
Okay.
Okay.
Although I would upvote producer Alex's name, Echo the Gecko.
Echo the Gecko.
Mm.
Oh, he also suggested Gordon Gecko.
Yeah. Yeah, then they could be twins.
Nice. My actual...
You know, twins, they always have the same first name.
Exactly.
My original suggestion for the name was cat food. but she didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That just, yeah, I got it.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we've got you two on the line. Are you ready to guess the birdle?
As ready as we'll ever be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's have at it.
Okay.
No, he does the bird. Then we guess.
Oh.
Okay, I got a bird.
Okay.
Is it a robin?
Black.
Okay.
Pigeon?
Black.
Okay.
I think that's it for birds.
Seagull?
Black.
Oh.
Is it a penguin?
Black.
Oh gosh, two more guesses.
A whippoorwill?
Oh no.
Black.
You could guess it. You have one more guess. You could.
An ostrich?
Black.
What?
What do you mean what? Like
what was it?
It was a toucan.
Oh.
Haven't eaten Fruit Loops in a while.
Yeah.
Like, he used that one last time, but it's clearly the walrus of this game.
I only know three birds.
Well, lucky for you, Stephen McKenzie just suggested six more.
That is true.
Wow. Steve McKenzie, this is tough, really tough to say, but we're going to, you know, it's possible if nobody wins this game, we'll come back. It's possible no one will win this game. Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, Steve McKenzie, wow. Okay, Alex and Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, Alex.
Kind of like car insurance, like Karin, but if you think car insurance, then
Karin.
On the right track.
Great.
Oh,
sorry about that, Karin.
That's okay.
Okay, so you two are in Indiana.
Yes. The pinnacle of civilization.
And who's the exotic animal and wildlife veterinarian?
That's me.
Perfect. What am I doing wrong?
So I'm a little worried that good guy might become dead guy.
Uh-oh.
Based off of what I'm hearing so far.
Oh no, what's going on?
Okay, so... definitely like heat lamps are good.
Okay.
Lots of heat lamps and UVB and also
UVB.
Yeah. Like a UV lamp and like an infrared light so that they don't like break all their bones and then lose all their bones.
Okay. Well,
lose all their bones.
We missed the terrarium. That's something, right? We make sure the humidity is good.
Oh, Oh, that's perfect. Missing is excellent. Miss twice a day. We love that.
We have a humidity detector or whatever.
Thermometer. That's great. That's, you're on the right track for sure. And also bananas, not like, not really a food that I've heard of like being fed to a gecko before.
It loves it.
Is it a leopard gecko? Can I ask you?
It's a harlequin crested gecko.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. I would be thinking like maybe some bugs could be good.
Okay. So maybe some lantern flies.
Totally. Mealworms, dubia roaches, you know.
You got your roaches?
Roaches are super nutritious, and you actually feed the insects like a really nutritious diet. And then the insects are full of nutrients, and then the gecko eats the insects, and then the gecko gets the nutrients.
Wait, so you got to actually get like 20 pits?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like a food chain for your gecko.
Well, we do have the gecko food powder.
Oh, good. Food powder is great. I hope there's some good calcium in the food powder. Calcium is good.
So you're worried about the bones?
I'm definitely worried about the bones. I see a lot of geckos with no bones. And
What are you talking about?
They are pretty floppy.
They lose their bones. Like their bones dissolve and then they get like scoliosis and then it's very sad. They break. We've seen geckos like with all four of their legs broken and we have to put little baby splints on them. But it's tough if their bones break. So make sure his bones don't break.
What if they're just trying to turn into a snake?
Anything's possible. You know, there was a wizard spoken earlier. Maybe the wizard can turn him into a snake.
Yeah. Wait, so sorry. So how is he supposed to get these bugs? Like you could just take a cockroach off the street?
You order them.
Yeah, you order them online. You can mail bugs too. And they're
Oh my God.
Yeah. A street roach. I'm not quite sure the nutritional value of a street roach, but you know, anything's
free range.
Like gasoline.
Free range. Yeah, maybe it's like grass fed roach. I don't know. Could be good.
More like gas fed.
Oh, right. Wow.
I didn't know I had to introduce my apartment to more bugs.
Yeah, it looks like you do.
No, what a mistake.
Well, I can email you like a little care guide that like talks about, you know, crested geckos and all their care and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll talk it over.
No, you should definitely get this care guide.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Think about it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I
like bone-in geckos, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely better than the boneless variety.
Yeah.
I just took Loaf to the vet this morning. Did not do well, I would say.
What do you mean? What's their cholesterol?
Well, I'd say he's healthy, but just was in a really, I would say, a poor attitude.
That happens. Cats don't like us. We put things up their butts.
Oof.
This I would say that he didn't really give the best impression, I would say.
Is there a point in going to the doctors that Loaf knows it's going to a doctor and starts freaking out? Is it like when he sees a building or the particular building?
He's just kind of like, once we're in there, he's like, what? Oh, what? No. How did we get here? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So I have a cat named Meatloaf.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like cat twins.
Cat dog twins. Okay.
Have you gone by any good gecko names?
Yes, I have two suggestions. Okay. I was thinking about earlier in the show when you're talking about books you don't read. There's an Italian author called Umberto Eco, and I would totally think Umberto Eco is a great name.
Umberto Eco, nice.
Also, if you got a bunny, you could collectively call your pets Gecko and the Bunnymen.
Wow.
That is true.
I don't get that one.
It's okay.
Okay.
Just look it up on Spotify, I guess.
Aren't thinking in the near future about even more animals for Manolo. Wow.
No.
I don't know if you can mail order those.
Let's hope not. Whoa. Okay. Wow. This is truly, I can't believe Listen, just based on the two of you, it seems like Indiana is really popping.
Not really.
We don't have much else to do.
Okay. Well. Well, are you ready to possibly? You know, I have high hopes for the two of you for this Birdle game, but also the chances are low. Okay.
Yes.
But
we'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, do your best, Manolo. Do you have a bird in mind?
I do.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with a Canada goose.
Black.
Okay.
All right, let's go for like a cockatoo.
Black.
Okay.
A sparrow.
Black.
Okay. Like a vulture?
Black.
An emu?
A what?
An emu.
Oh, black.
Let's go for like a tiny bird.
This is the last guess.
Okay, what's a tiny song? What about like a blue jay? Oh,
you go for it.
I like hummingbird. Hummingbird.
Black.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Wow. What was it, Manolo?
A penguin.
Oh.
Of course. Of course, we were listening, but, you know, close enough. Wow.
You know, it's really tough, really tough. I'm just going to you know, both of you, since everyone's lost this game, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to attribute it to the game. And, yeah, Alex, Karin, you're both getting custom magnets, and Steve McKenzie, you too, okay?
Woo!
Yay!
Wow. Wow.
You unmuted them just so they could
just
say
for the, yay. Just for the woo. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Really nice job. And while we have you two on the line, what would you say you're voting for in terms of the next game? And don't say Birdle. Please do not say Birdle.
I kind of liked the three location.
Really?
Yeah. It was
why?
Funny. It was silly.
Did you download the app?
We thought about it. We haven't committed. We're considering.
All right.
So both of you are voting for what three words saboteur?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Now and
thanks
goodbye
for the
to
advice.
You. And thank you and goodbye to you. Okay. We got Tyler and Christy. Tyler and Christy in Beaverton. What are you voting for?
Birdle.
Wow.
Why?
Why is the question?
I went to school for ornithology. I'm obligated.
Okay. Did you guess?
You got your bachelor's in bird?
I have my bachelor's in biology with a specialty in ornithology. So wow. Yeah, bachelor's in bird.
Do you think that even knowing a lot about birds would help you in this game because of Manolo's limited knowledge of birds?
No, not at all. But I could maybe come up with some funny birds for guesses.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Two votes for Birdle. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk to Susie and Daniel. Remember them? Susie, Daniel, what are you voting for?
I vote for Birdle.
Jeez.
Why?
I liked matzah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I just got to ask Susie, why would you vote for Birdle?
I don't know.
I only know like two birds.
Someone's got to get it one day.
Someone's got to get it one day.
You only have one bird left to really get.
It'll just be really exciting.
So when you play it a fourth time, you already know the three birds.
Yeah, right? It's kind of like if you guessed toucan or penguin,
maybe,
you probably should.
Maybe you could do Birdle, but like really speed round, so we get through more rounds.
Oh, okay. Speed round. Lightning round style Birdle.
Lightning round, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, Susie and Daniel. Thank you so much. Okay, goodbye. Okay, let's talk to Alex in Omaha. Omaha, Alex, what are you voting
Omaha,
for?
Omaha, Alex.
I want to say Birdle, but my favorite game was the first one.
Wow.
But I do have hope in the future for
matzah.
Birdle.
No, for Birdle, of course. Of course you do. Well, the optimism's
but why through. Why Birdle?
Well, I just want to wait for an episode where everyone wins all rounds of Birdle.
Well, Alex, a lot of so glad you're working with our youth. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, talk to you soon, but your vote is confirmed for Matza. Thank you so much. Okay, goodbye. Okay, well, let's talk to Steve and Mackenzie, our other Birdle losers.
I was going to say, as somebody who's played Birdle, I will be voting for Sharp as Matza.
Uh-huh, copy that. Hey.
Yeah, I second that as well.
Okay, wow. It looks like really Matza's coming up. Okay, thank you so much, Steve and Mackenzie. Okay, let's talk to Mitch, our old pal Mitch. Mitch, what are you voting
for?
Oh,
hey, guys.
Hey,
Mitch.
I do got to go Matza. It was a good time. It's a fun little game. You have fun little things to say. It's great.
Yeah, fun little things to say.
Love it. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you.
Okay.
Is everything okay, Mitch?
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
Okay. Talk to you soon, Mitch. Okay, wow. So look, it looks like we finally do have a winner, and it is Sharp as a Matza and Twice as Crummy, submitted by Carmi in Somerville, Massachusetts. Congrats to Carmi.
Birdle upset.
Birdle upset. Huge. Huge. Well, thank you all so much for playing with us and for generously spending your afternoon recording with us. And Manolo, if you wouldn't mind playing us out in that gorgeous guitar.
Okay.
Special thanks to our producer, Alex Adan, our mixer, Andy Christens, and our theme song by Big Huge. You can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at maxfunstore.com. And you can always submit your game show ideas by visiting drgameshow.com and following the link to the submission form.
Eureka, I found it.
Wow. Okay, now just a little... this is a little segment of the game or of the show. This is a little segment of the show, and we're just going to we do this every episode. And I have a feeling this one's going to be gecko related, but it's a segment called the Manolo Minute, where Manolo spends a minute talking about what he's been thinking about this whole episode.
You know what?
What?
It's not gecko related. Do you remember in the beginning of the episode where I told you to talk about the podcast or intro the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little self-conscious because I had a meeting at work and with all the coworkers kind of in my department for the first time. And then one of them was like, wait, are you Manolo from Dr. Game Show? And so some people were talking about it for a little bit, and then now I'm paranoid that people are gonna listen to an episode, and I was trying to be on my best behavior, but I don't know, I could be fired based on my performance on the show. So
I don't think you're gonna be fired based on your performance on this show. I will say that Manolo, would you say you're on your best behavior while you record Dr. Game Show?
I think today I was. I don't remember, but I don't know.
Here's the deal.
What?
I'm kind of here's the way I see it, is that you only have to be consistent. That's all you have to be, right? So you don't have to be good all the time. You just have to be consistent. That's what everybody's looking for.
In an employee?
In a friend, an employee, anything. Of course.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, I just don't want to seem like I'm a slacker or whatever. I was pretty on it today.
I would never call you a slacker.
Okay. I can keep a gecko alive until it turns into a snake.
Yeah, I would definitely work on those bones. But yeah, I think that you're doing great.
Okay. Well, that's what I've been thinking about all day today.
Wow. Well, I was like going to Manolo's coworkers.
I was going back and I was like, oh no, did I like trash my place of work in past episodes?
I don't think you did.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right. Well, that's the Manolo Minute. And thank you all for joining us today. And have a great rest of your evening or afternoon or morning, wherever you are. And goodbye. Thank you. Bye.
Ring, ring, ring on the robot phone. It's Gore, Gordon Kidderstone.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.